I'd like to take a moment to welcome all of you who've arrived today. It's great to be together. I know more are on the way, and they're traveling this way, and so we're so thankful for the opportunity we have to come together like this and seek the Lord and serve the Lord. We're serving Him as we worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're yielding ourselves to Him and opening our hearts, our eyes, our ears, our hearts. Lord, let them be wide open to You during these days. We've had a wonderful week. Well, we've had a wonderful season, actually. I should just take a moment to thank God for this season, how He has manifested His presence and done His work among us. In our camper periods, we finished them a week ago now on, that was today, Friday. Last group went home. And then we had a week here with Brother and Sister Graber, and it's been a great week. I'm so thankful to God for this week. And now we're coming into the Labor Day weekend, and we're trusting that the Lord will give us a glorious close to this 2007 season. I sense that He's wanting to work in every single one of our hearts and bless us in an abundant way. He always works that way, doesn't He? Beyond that which we ask or think. His grace is so abundant, and His life is manifested as we gather together in Jesus' name. Let's see if they're here. I want to say goodbye to a few people who are having to leave us tomorrow. James, you're leaving tomorrow? We're so thankful for the time you were able to be with us here and serving on the staff. James was injured earlier in the summer. He was on his way up to help us, and he had to postpone that a little bit because the doctor said so. But we're glad he recovered well enough to join us and to give us. Now, how many weeks have you been here?
3 weeks now.
3 weeks, and God bless you and thank you for your faithful service. And he's going home with Elizabeth, a neighbor, who's an old friend of ours, Elizabeth Melendez. She was with us on a Saturday. She came up with a group before the season. We wanted to help a little bit and get things ready. So we had a van load of people that came up here, and she looked around, and I guess the memories were quickened in her mind and heart. She called during the season, "Could I come that last week?" And two of her children also served with us on the staff during the summer. And we thank you, too, Elizabeth, for being with us and serving so, cheerfully. That's the thing that stands out. I'm sure your help was greatly appreciated. And then Amy's going home tomorrow. Is David here? He helped. It's the first time for David, right? We met him for the first time. I don't see him. I should have looked around. He's probably still working. But he's been with us this week. I hope he comes back. And thanks. You'll convey that to him if we don't get to see him. He's leaving tomorrow morning. So that's those that are leaving. God bless you and thank you for being with us. And then most of you have just come on recently. And we're so thankful for you. Let's take our hymn books and sing Love Divine. All Love's Excelling. It's right near the beginning. Number three.
Mercy.
number 126. I want us all to be able to sing those verses. We are gathered for thy blessing. We will wait upon our God. We will trust in him who loved us and who bought us with his blood. We already did that once, so let's take verses 2 and 3. Verse 2, we will glory in thy power. We will glory. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here. As we said already, we just want to pray that you'll bless and keep those that are on their way, Lord. We pray for journeying mercies, the protection of your hand, the covering of your precious blood. Thank you for your presence that goes with us. We just pray for each one who's yet on the way that you will watch over them and bring them safely to us. We want to thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here together. And we just want to look to you, and we want to just praise you with all of our hearts, and we want to be ready to receive. And so we just pray that you will work in all of us, sprinkle us with your precious blood. We pray, we ask you to sprinkle this meeting and all of us in it with your precious blood. We thank you for that blood that was shed for us, and that we can come to you at the close of this day and trust in your cleansing power. We thank you that you are able to cleanse us and make us fit for your dwelling, your holy indwelling, Lord, and your work in our hearts and lives during this weekend. We thank you, Lord. We've come to seek your face, and we thank you that you will be found of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.